We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're back with more of The Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
All right, welcome back. It's 11:30 on Friday. 1 week and 1 hour from the day that he dropped the news that the Sabres were in on Taylor Hall last Friday at 10:30. Darren Dreger joins us. He's at Darren Dreger on Twitter, TSN Hockey Insider. And you were an insider that day. And What a day that was on Sunday.
Yeah, I got to tell you, in hindsight, even though I think I qualified it appropriately at the time by describing Buffalo being a team with interest and likely making a presentation, if you recall, somewhat tongue-in-cheek, you guys were trying to get me to say more about it, right? And I kept saying, hold on a sec. I'm not saying Buffalo is going to get Taylor Hall. What I'm saying is that they're interested in Taylor Hall and they'll be among the group of teams. So if we could hit rewind and go back a week ago, I'd say, hey, you know what? I think there's an excellent chance that the Buffalo Sabres get Taylor Hall, because then I would have looked like a genius.
Yeah, and even then I still would have said no chance.
What's that?
I still would have said no chance.
Yeah,
I just didn't, yeah. I wouldn't have thought it. I would have been like, yeah, okay, yeah. They're a great chance, but I don't see it. But now I see it, and it's incredible.
Well, but you know why too, right? And it's, you know, you can't dismiss the business element of it all. I mean, where's the risk for Taylor Hall? It's a 1 year deal, $8 million, so well compensated for 1 year. If it doesn't work out, you know, maybe we're having a different, more interesting conversation at or around the trade deadline, but. You know, we kept talking in my world about how Hall was among the players who was willing to be creative. And if the bigger deals weren't there, be it in term with the money, then he had no problem looking at a short-term deal, which obviously is what he accepted from Buffalo. But then he started boiling down the why. Okay, there had to have been other offers of interest on a short-term that Taylor Hall looked at. Probably was, but the fit wasn't as good. You know, those teams don't have Jack Eichel. Ralph Kruger, don't underestimate the influence of Ralph Kruger in not convincing, but persuading Taylor Hall that Buffalo would be an excellent fit for him. So there are two factors. And then the third being, as I said initially, he couldn't lose. It's a one-year deal at $8 million. So, you know, Buffalo wasn't the primary target going into the process. But for the right reasons specific to Taylor Hall, they end up landing one of the coveted pieces of unrestricted free agency.
Darren Dreger joining the show. I think Marty and Craig want to jump in here, but before I let them do that, I just want to just mention something, Dregs. If you want to hear part of that conversation between Taylor Hall and Ralph Kruger and Kevin Adams and Terry and Kim Pegula, there's an episode of Embedded coming out, and they showed a snippet of it last week on Twitter. I don't know when it's coming out. But they showed the conversation Ralph and Taylor Hall had at the start, and the way Ralph spoke to Taylor about Taylor. I speak for all three of us when I say, and I'm not being cheesy, it gave me goosebumps to hear this guy speak to him and say these words to him, and so honestly and convincingly.
So last year, healthier times in Slovakia at the World Championships, and lining up a Dreger Cafe, and Ralph was kind enough to agree to do it, and we did it on a pier, on a dock, just over top of the river. And, I mean, I was captivated and convinced about everything that he said. And I mean, he could have had me jump into the middle of that high current water, and I probably would have done it. That's how believable, how convincing Ralph Krueger is, because you just genuinely feel his buy-in is complete. Now, history shows it hasn't always gone the way that Ralph had hoped and intended, but his buy-in is 100%. And, you know what you're getting from Ralph Krueger. And normally, you guys know this as former players, that's what you want, right? You know, he's eloquent and he's highly educated. And as I said, very convincing. But at the end of the day, he's got to be believable and his words have to ring true and he's got to live it and you have to live it with him. And I think that that is the reality of working with Ralph Krueger. Taylor knows him well. And so when Ralph showered him with all of the information that Taylor Hall had to consume to make his decision, the decision at that point probably became pretty obvious and easy, just given the limited, but the history that they have between the two of them.
That's Darren Dreger. Marty, Craig, care to jump in
here,
please?
Dregs, so Taylor Hall, one-year deal. Eric Staal has 1 year left on his deal. Brendan Montour, a one-year deal. Jake McCabe has 1 year left on his deal. You've got Sam Reinhart, Linus Ullmark, and Victor Olofsson going to arbitration, which could result in one-year deals. Is this, when you talk to general manager around the league, the new way to conduct business now is to really go short-term, 1 year, reassess next year, maybe a couple of years, reassess? Is that the way most general manager, and especially the Sabres right now, will be doing business?
Yeah, it is for now, and I think that's the right way to characterize it, right? Who knows what the world is going to look like a year from now? Is it going to be much healthier financially? Probably not. Let's hope for a modest improvement financially speaking, but again, probably not. So you have to be shrewd in the contracts that you're signing now, not because of next year. It's more about what's year 3, 4, 5, 6, or ultimately 7 going to look like when you're doling out the big contracts like they used to hand out. So I think that owners especially are being a lot more prudent and careful. And guys, let's not forget, it wasn't that long ago that we were talking about the Buffalo Sabres shedding payroll and maybe not kicking into a rebuild, but certainly a renovation. They wanted to remain competitive. They wanted to add some age-sensitive pieces to the organization, but in doing so, they wanted to cut some payroll along the way. But then all of a sudden, things happen. You have a conversation with Jack Eichel that probably was tough for both sides, but you get back on the same page. You make a deal, and you bring in an interesting piece in Eric Staal, high-character individual. Well, that's not the sign of a rebuild. That's the sign, again, of a slight renovation. Then you land Taylor Hall at $8 million, well, you're less worried about your salary and your internal cap now, and you're thinking, okay, we've got some real unique pieces here, and we're not going to be stuck or saddled with these pieces for the next 3 to 7 years. So let's go all in. Let's show our, not all in, but let's show our fan base that we are going to be competitive, and we can be that team that is contending and isn't that far away. And if it doesn't work this year, then maybe they do have to hit the reset button. But I like the way Buffalo is thinking in this. And other teams are somewhat following suit. But those other teams didn't land Taylor Hall. And they're looking probably favorably at the Buffalo Sabres and saying, geez, I wish I'd thought of that. So this was good work by Kevin Adams and the group.
Old Man River?
Yeah, with the I just wanted to ask about arbitration. You know, like, I think teams are kind of a little bit nervous of what you get in arbitration. It's always a battle on both sides. What's your expectations on you know, how the arbitrators are gonna operate this year? Are they going to be arbitrating with what's happening in the economic, you know, uncertainty, or they or do they take that into account?
That's a tough one, Rivs, and I wish I had a definite answer for you, and I don't. I don't know how they can't take it into account, but to what extreme? And is that fair to the player? I mean, the player is being measured here on historical comps, both his own in the numbers that, you know, he's produced, and then how they compare against other players who have earned, you know, interesting and perhaps longer-term contracts. You know, but I'm sure the general managers and the clubs will argue, okay, well, if this was a healthy time, we would have no problem getting up to that number. But look at what Tyson Barry did in accepting his deal in Edmonton. You know, Tyson Barry was offered north of $5 million. He chose to go to Edmonton at 3.75. That's what Edmonton could afford to pay. The player accepted it. So, you know, the case from clubs would be, we're asking player X to do something similar. We value this player. We want this player to stay in Buffalo or whatever team we're asking about. But there has to be some recognition that there has been a negative spin, clearly, with COVID-19. I don't know that that's how the arbitrators ultimately are going to determine their cases. I think that's the hope and expectation from an NHL team perspective, because that was what we talked about going into free agency in the process. How many teams would walk away from their qualifying offers? They didn't want to get into arbitration with certain guys because they would potentially want to walk away from the arbitration award. You can't. You can't do that this time around, but it could be very, very damning for certain players, and we might see more trade activity because of it.
Darren Dreger joining us on the line here. Just a couple more minutes with him. I got to ask you this, and forgive me if it's already been asked, but do you know if the Sabres are currently in talks with Sam and the other arbitration candidates here with Allmark and Olofsson, or are they just going to be going to arbitration?
No, I do know. And yes, they are in talks with Sam Reinhart, negotiations for a contract extension. But it's a negotiation, and I don't get the sense that they're close, but I do know that Buffalo is comfortable going to arbitration with all of those pieces, including Reinhart, but there's definite communication between the two sides.
Any inkling on what's being discussed?
No, just a contract extension. You know, trying to, again, come up with the comps, you know, Brendan Gallagher signed that six-year contract extension with Montreal on Wednesday at 6.5 AAV, and automatically, you know, you're sitting there going, okay, well, does Buffalo have any pieces that would compare to that? It's really difficult to know what the term and the money is unless you get the player agent or the general manager, who's probably frustrated in the process, saying, well, here's what, you know, the agent wants, and we're not going anywhere near that. So I don't want to throw out numbers because I think it'd be unfair to the process. And truthfully, I don't have the numbers rock solid. So it'd be a little bit reckless on my part.
Well, I think Craig was hoping you would say that you heard a rumor that Laine was coming to Buffalo somehow.
Well, listen, I have to ask a little bit more on that. Two questions, Dregs. Number one, why is Patrick Laine even being discussed in the marketplace? Why are they looking to move him?
Well, the only reason they were looking to move him, and I'm not saying that he's off the table because he's not, is Winnipeg had so many significant holes. You know, they needed a number two center. Well, they got that center via trade with the Vegas Golden Knights and Paul Stastny. They still need a left side D, and they were shopping for a top pairing, or worse, a top three defenseman. So how do you acquire those pieces? You can't do it always in unrestricted free agency, in particular in Winnipeg. You know, Winnipeg, unfortunately, is a tough sell for some unrestricted free agents. So it's not just Laine's name that's been out there. I mean, he's the most talked about because he's a budding superstar. And it definitely raised eyebrows weeks ago when his name was initially floated out there. But you've got other elements potentially in play. Jack Roslovic's name is out there. Sammy Niku's name is out there. This is all hunting. And if you're looking for quality, you better be able to give up quality to get it. And now the flip side to all of that is, you know, Patrick Laine has a 40-goal season. And what did he score last year? 30 plus? And that was an off year for Laine. You know, he's gonna probably command somewhere north of $8.5 million. Well, with all the needs that I've just talked about, can the Winnipeg Jets or any team for that matter with those type of needs afford to pay that kind of money on the wing? And the belief is among the group in Winnipeg that no, they can't. They can't. So I think that's a bigger part of it. You hear mutterings and whatnot of Line A this, Line A that. I don't believe any of that. I'm not in the room and I'm not in the community, so I don't pay any attention to that. But that's the hockey reasoning behind it. But look, I'll tell you what's more surprising. You know, Ribs, you're surprised that his name is out there. I'm more surprised at the lack of offers that Winnipeg has received for Patrick Laine. Like, zero that Kevin Cheveldayoff had to think about. Not one. There were calls, there were conversations, lots of discussions, but nobody put anything on the table, as far as I'm aware, that made Cheveldayoff stop and go, you know, that's something we can work on. That surprises me, given the talent of Patrick Laine.
Well, that's kind of alarming. It's kind of alarming.
Well,
I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe alarming is a bit of a bit dramatic, yeah. But I like dramatics. And I love you, Drags, and we love having you on. Our time is up here today, and this is our normal off season. So I guess are you going on hiatus a little bit here, or you know, do you want us to give you a little bit of a break for your quote unquote summer?
No. I think somebody told me from TSN the other day that I'm probably not going to be needed for the month of November, but I'm here for you, fellas. If you need me, I'll be here.
Well, you know what? TSN may not need you, but the Instigators do.
So
we really appreciate your time, and we look forward to chatting with you as free agency continues here into November, which sounds so weird to say. Dregs, have a great week, and thanks for all the insight.
You bet. You guys enjoy your week as well. Thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.